Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 394. I Stopped Calling Myself a Lazy Mom by Shauna Scaife of Simple on Purpose, and I'm your host, Joss Marie. Ciao, friend, and welcome to my show where I narrate content exclusively dedicated to relationships. And given that relationships is a huge category, you can tune in for all sorts of topics, including dating, breakups, marriage, parenting, or even how to improve the relationship you have with yourself. And today, I'm super excited to narrate a parenting post from yet another new author and site here on my show. So just a quick thanks to Shauna for submitting her own site for us to cover. Lee is particularly eager for me to narrate this article because he knows how much I can relate, and I'm sure many of you mamas out there will feel the same. So without further ado, let's get into it and start optimizing your life. I Stopped Calling Myself a Lazy Mom by Shauna Scaife of Simple on Purpose. Do you ever feel like you go through the bulk of your life smiling and nodding every time a certain topic comes up? Maybe it is grade 11 math, or how to properly use affect or effect, or what really happens to a responsible adult shopping list once they enter into a Costco. Then one day, it is like boom, your brain decides to adult and you finally get it. For me, one of those things has been productivity. I'm still working on grammar and bulk grocery shopping strategies. I've always been of the mindset that I am lazy, unmotivated, complacent. It is true I've been all of those things. It is also true that I have been using that as a blanket statement to areas of my life that it doesn't fully apply to, like motherhood. I won't beat myself up with the term lazy mom anymore. Ever since I read the article, How to Overcome Your Own Laziness from Lifehacker, I've changed my views. The first question the article asks is, are you really lazy or are you overwhelmed? How many of us moms feel this smashed up combination of both of these? The reality of being a mom is that there is just so much to get done. Housework, errands, meal planning, intentional parenting, friends, kid activities, staring into your husband's eyes, pinning cute outfits, self-improvement, your hobbies, making waffles, driving places and answering 78 questions on icicles. And you know I could make this list a few paragraphs longer, but you get it. Sometimes all of this is trumped by a sick child or that special toddler skill of repeatedly losing shoes they just had in their hands like 1 second ago. So here we are with an overflowing list of things to do, and we beat ourselves up when we can't do it all. We feel unproductive and frustrated at everyone's demands. Maybe a martyr and resentful that nobody is helping out. Possibly a struggling perfectionist with unrealistic expectations, and we label ourselves lazy. Hashtag lazy moms unite. I know I'm not a lazy mom, but at the end of the day, that is how I feel. I can mom it up all day long, like I'm in the game. I'm tossing around snacks, answering questions about icicles, looking over whenever I hear, watch this, bringing out all the fun crafts, Instagramming all the cute stuff they do. Then I make dinner, Connor comes home, we put the kids to bed and cuddle up on the couch. Suddenly I'm sitting, thinking of all the things that still need to get done. Every moment of my downtime has a variety of options vying for it. Even the little snippets I try to enjoy throughout the day. Hashtag Instagram coffee break. So here I am at the end of the night and this menacing to-do list pops up in my head. I could do laundry, work out, ha, write, prep some cooking, email an old friend, eat the rest of the waffles, read one of my many half-finished books. Instead, I just want to sit here beside my cool husband while we laugh at a TV show of lives better and funnier than ours. Suddenly, my only downtime is held hostage by the notion that I am lazy for just relaxing, which is the definition of downtime. Maybe there are some moms out there who feel on top of all the things before them. Good for them. But really, good for them. I personally don't believe in balance in motherhood. I believe in life seasons that come and go with their own difficulty rating, undergarment requirements, and life lessons. I believe that this overflowing list of demands in a limited space of time and resources is God's way of making us choose. We have the luxury and responsibility to regularly choose the things most important to our family, our marriage, ourselves. We must choose how to spend our days. We must consistently choose and commit. It is opportunity cost. Our choices have a cost attached to them. Sometimes moms put themselves in this transaction and often cost their own time and resources because we don't want to be lazy, because there is so much to do, because how does everyone else make this look so easy and get it all done? I've been to the end of Google and back looking for this answer. No, really. I used to Google this when I first had two kids under two. I thought there was some secret club of together moms who had all the tips and tricks I would need to get my ish together. Then I just started choosing. I would write down all the things that were taking up space on my mental to-do list. It's called a brain dump. Then I would pick three-ish things to do that day. Sometimes I do all the housework. Sometimes I do nothing but the creative things I'm passionate about. Sometimes I cook all day long, even include my kids. Code, they do lots of stirring and I do lots of sweeping. Measuring cups are just for show, eat at your own risk. Some days we have frozen peas and potato chips for dinner. Some nights I sit around unfolded laundry and just laugh with my husband. Some nights we get the whole house cleaned. Sure, some things make me feel more productive than others, but I can't neglect the things I enjoy. I can't hold this label of lazy over my own head, or I will never have some peace and rest. My mental to-do list will never be completed, and I can't feel like a lazy mom for that. So let's give up this lazy mom label. There is no perfect balance. Life swells and shrinks with demands, limits, and opportunities. Moms can enjoy downtime without being lazy. Moms need downtime. It makes us better moms because it reminds us that we are more than our to-do list. We are creative, passionate women with hobbies and talents and accumulating Netflix watch lists. And if you are ever feeling overwhelmed by it all, I recommend turning your phone off, making some lists, possibly about your goals and dreams, eating some waffles, slapping on some red lipstick, and having a kitchen dance party. Hashtag life hacked, hashtag next up, hashtag Netflix marathon, hashtag lazy moms unite. Love, Shauna, your nerdy girlfriend who thinks productivity is another word for prioritizing. You just listened to the post titled, I Stop Calling Myself a Lazy Mom, by Shauna Scaife of Simple on Purpose.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All I can say is I can totally relate in so many ways. And I love how Shauna gives herself grace on the days she may not feel quite as productive. Because heck, we need those days to just cook and have dance parties in the kitchen all day. Those are the days that fuel us with energy and life. Those are the days we're going to look back on and remember with a smile. And just real quick before we get out of here, if you have another author in mind whom you'd like me to cover, simply reach out to us right at oldpodcast.com. But with that, let's wrap her up. Thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll see you again tomorrow with another parenting post from Ross Training, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.